91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's hour is a bounty of salsa and mambo passion with bandleader and master of the timbales, Tito Puente Jr. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Of course, Puente Jr. is the namesake of his celebrated father, Tito Puente, who had a legendary 50-year reign as the king of Latin music, plus 5 Grammy Awards. Tito Puente Jr. continues his father's legacy as king of Latin music, as was his father. He's a Puerto Rican native New Yorker, but now lives in Miami. He's a big draw at jazz festivals, clubs, and casinos with his swinging full orchestra. We'll have a profile interview and lots of live music in the studio. Stay tuned. First, it's news.
Oye, mi socio, ponte a gozar. Oye, mi socio, ponte a gozar. Después no digas que no te invité. Después no digas que no te invité. Al baile que va a estar sabroso. Con Tito y Junior tocando el timbal. Y la muñeca que viene a cantar.
Believe it or not, it's Tuesday's Topical Currents. Bonnie, a special treat for us today.
Indeed.
A visit by music giant Tito Puente Jr. He successfully maintained the rhythmic passion of his late father, of course, Tito Puente, who was probably the leading American performer of Latin music in history. And a 5-time Grammy winner.
We'll learn much more about Tito Jr.'s quest to keep his father's mambo-era legacy alive, as well as the new directions he's taken as a performer and band leader. It's a pleasure, Tito Puente Jr.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are legendary, you know that? And I'm so proud to be on your show.
Please.
And you guys even know who I am. Of course, my father being the late great Rey de Timbal, Tito Puente, and very popular here in South Florida. But you guys, I've been listening to you guys for years.
Well,
and it's an honor to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you.
And joining Tito Puente Jr. in the studio is famed salsa singer, songwriter, and dancer, Melina Almodovar.
All right.
Welcome, Melina.
Affectionally known as, now listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
Affectionally known as La Muñeca de la Salsa.
All right. You got it, Joe. All right.
That sounded better than me.
Yes, you did.
Okay, yeah. That stands for the Doll of Salsa. Welcome to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited, you guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you, Tito, for thinking of me, for coming with you on the show. I listen to you guys almost every day, honestly. I listen to NPR, WRN all the time. So
that
I'm excited.
So great.
Well,
very, very cool.
Great to have you. We want to say that Teresa Frontado, who is our digital director for WLRN, is Facebooking live, is Facebook Living, is filming this on Facebook Live.
We're all mugging for the camera.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can listen and watch today. Just go to the WLRN Facebook page, and Teresa has that covered. So thanks to you, Teresa. All right, so here we start. Tito Puente Jr. Okay, I want to know, because I wondered if being the son of such a legendary musician was more of a double edge than most people imagine for you.
Wow, I could honestly tell you it has and it was, but not anymore.
Okay.
I embrace who I am and I embrace my father's legacy. I continue his tradition of performing his master instrument, which is timbales, and I will continue that for my days here, and hopefully my son will take after his father. Talent skips a generation, so my kid is going to do great.
That's not true. But did you feel you had more to prove than other people because you had to live up to something?
It was a lot of pressure, especially prior to his passing, because I was doing dance music and house music. So it was a little bit more pressure. People were expecting me to play the drums and to perform, big band mambo sounding music. So the pressure was there, but after his passing, I embraced the culture of Latin music and the clave and the timing, and I really wanted to take his legacy to the people, to the younger generation, and that's what I've been doing for the past 17 years since his passing.
What is that term, clave?
Clave. Clave is, well, my father would say, it's two meaningless sticks. But when you click them together in a certain way, 2-3 and 3-2 pattern, very musical term, then you get the rhythm and the feel of salsa, mambo, cha-cha-cha, rumba. Well, you guys call it salsa today. Salsa is what you put your chips at the Mexican restaurant, you know? But okay. That's the rhythm. So clave is the rhythm. It's our metronome for Latin music.
Mm-hmm. Why did you, said you play dance music, and why did you join the heavy metal band? What was it, why were you drawn to that? Was that just because you were interested, or was it a form of rebellion for you?
Wow. Well, I was in high school, and I can't say that I joined it. We were founders of it.
Oh, you
so
did
my,
find,
myself I, and my friend Jason Velez and my brother Hector Pacheco, we all created this sound, and we were a garage band. And my father was so hilarious because he hated heavy metal music. He loved jazz.
Even more toxic, it was called monoxide.
Monoxide. Oh my gosh. And I got to give shouts out to all the members that were in the band too, John and Brian. I really loved playing that music, and it kind of schooled me on how to be a live performer. My first love of and my first instrument is drums, which is the trap kit. Kick drum, bass drum, sure. Snare drum. That's my first love, and I always play that, and I always will continue to love heavy metal and rock music. And I wanted to go see Metallica a couple of weeks ago, and Guns N' Roses. I've been fans of heavy metal for many, many years. My father didn't really care for it too much. So when we would rehearse in the garage up in New York, he would come downstairs and he'd be like, "All right, hold on a second." And he would point to me, of course, and say, "You're off beat." And then my career in that really was the staple for me to pick up and learn how to play timbales, which is another percussion instrument. And I really enjoy doing that now. But, you know, rock will always be in my heart, and I still love it.
And your favorite groups other than Metallica and Guns N'
Roses?
Oh,
my God. I can go deeper into, like, Entombed, Bolt Thrower, Slayer, Morbid Angel, Obituary. I mean,
don't
I can
get him started, please.
Yeah. I haven't even heard of any of
these. No, this is like death metal.
Death metal.
But Iron Maiden, one of my favorites. I mean, I can go on and on about the rock music. But I'm, of course, I'm an 80s kid. So I was into Michael Jackson, Phil Collins, Genesis, Led Zeppelin, you know, all that. But my father's music, I didn't care for mambo
music. By the way, just for the record, Led Zeppelin was not an 80s band.
No, okay, that's true. Correct. That is correct.
You better get it right, Tony.
That's right. And by the way, neither was Santana.
That's okay? Right.
And Santana redid one of my father's signature standard hits, which was Oye
Como.
They're
most famous.
Oye Como Va. So, and it was funny because my father wrote the song in 1963 on an album called El Rey El Bravo. And it was very obscure, and it didn't do anything. I think it sold maybe 2,000-3,000 copies. And Carlos Santana redid it on the Abraxas album, 1971, became a worldwide hit. And that was.
I hope your father profited on that.
Well, I think it put me through college.
Yeah. Hey, Tito, can we listen to you doing the remix of that in 1996?
Yeah, you guys have that. Oh, okay. Man, this is my dance music era.
Playing along live.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, why not? If you go to WLRN's Facebook page, you can watch it.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, listen up. Here we go. Everybody say, Wepa! Song charted number one in 7 different countries, went number 3 in the charts here in the United States.
Incredible.
Continues to be one of the worldwide hits of the world, next to Macarena and I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. Oye Como Va is right there.
And what year was that written?
It was written in 1963, and probably in a basement in New York City. Uh-huh. But influenced by the late great Cachao.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, influenced by the late great Cachao, but it has that cha-cha-cha feeling. And that's why the song became such a worldwide phenomenal hit. Everywhere I go, everywhere we perform, Alina, different countries, different languages, they all speak the same language by singing the lyrics. Oye Como Va, even people that don't know.
Yeah.
That's my friend La India, very popular salsa singer, singing on there with me, along with Cali Alimán. And my father's playing drums on this remix.
Is he?
Yeah. So I got him in the studio. I tricked him. I tricked him into coming to the studio. And then my mom said, go in there and help your son. So I'm right. My mom, very demanding. Yeah. Go in there and help your son. So I did the take, and we recorded it here in South Florida. And after we were done recording, he says, all right, who's paying me? So I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and he goes, your kisses are very expensive.
Worth a lot.
Yeah. So it was a, you know, something really special for me.
Zito, did you study music and composition, or did it all, was your training just playing it?
By ear, most of the rock stuff was by ear, but I had to learn. I had to learn the rudiments, paradiddles and stuff like that. So I work with a great, great gentleman named Sam Ulano. I don't know if he's longer with us, but he's a fantastic drum teacher, and I learned right there in the center of Manhattan on 44th Street and Broadway in the Charles Colin building. And I learned some, my dad gave me the drum lessons, and he told me, go learn. I can't teach you, because he was so busy. My father did 200 shows a year. He was never home too much.
Were you on the road with him much?
Yes. I decided, since I wasn't spending enough time with him, my mom said, why don't you go with your father on the road during the summer when school was out? So as at the age of 15 and 14, I started going on the road, and it was really something special to see the Far East, Indonesia, Australia, Japan, China. I mean, we went all over the world. Just an experience I'll never forget.
He must have wowed them in Asia.
Wow. He wowed them in Asia. They really enjoyed him. They were like, oh, Tito. Tito Puente. We like you. Oye, como va? They were very, very cordial. And yeah, and he really was, he respected their culture and respects their culture. And then, of course, you know, Czechoslovakia, Russia.
What about you? And you go on tour yourself, and you also did perform for the USO.
I've done 7 USO tours, and thank you to the men and women in the armed forces. They're really something special. And you would never believe how many Latinos are in the military until you go to like Baghdad and all these places where they're fighting for us, and you see them, and they're like, "Hey, man, where you from? I'm from Brooklyn and from Puerto Rico," and it's really amazing. And I really lift their spirits. I plan on going on another USO tour as well, just to lift their spirits. They're fantastic. And thank you again to all the veterans and the men and women in the armed forces. They're doing a fantastic job.
I can plainly see now why I read something that, just like your father, the author said, you have the ability to light up the room, because you're certainly lighting up this room now.
Oh, wow. Well,
along with Melina.
That. Well, Melina.
Melina's a little brighter, though.
Melina is very much brighter. See, she
depends who you ask.
Yeah, you can look at her. You can't really look at me straight in the face, but
I think
she's more eye candy, and you can really, you know,
well,
check her
put
out.
Put it this way. You're both lighting up the room and the screen. It's Topical Currents. We're with Tito Puente Jr. and Melina Almodovar, and we're Facebook Living Teresa Frontado at WLRN Facebook page. You can see today's performance and program. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Tito Puente Jr. and Melina Almodovar and their single Mio Socio. Well, we're cooking here today.
Okay, Mi Socio is the name of that?
That's it.
And it means my friend?
My friend.
Okay, and so that's your latest single that you just put out?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I'll just tell you briefly about the story and how it came to be, and then Melina can tell you our experiences with the tune.
Yeah, and I want to know how you partnered up, but Melina will tell us.
The song is an old La Lupe Tito Puente. La Lupe was a very popular singer in the 1960s and 70s on the Tico label. She worked with my father. My father worked with many different female singers, such as Celia Cruz and La India and Sophie, but La Lupe was just some a force to be reckoned with. She was absolutely phenomenal and amazing. And I haven't heard many tributes to her as of late, and I wanted to really shine some light on her legacy. So my father did his first album. It was called La Lupe Swings. La Lupe Sings, Tito Puente Swings. And that was her first record in 1965. The idea really came from my wife, who happens to be here. Rosalie. Yep. It came from her, and she came up with this cool idea of get an obscure La Lupe tune. Don't get something that's very popular and that people already know. Do something that's a little bit different. So my mom has a vault in New York with all the music in it. And Melina, I took her up there and she saw it and it was pretty cool. And it's all the music of my late father that he left on this planet since his passing. And we found the arrangement for Mi Socio. And we decided, hey, this is the tune we should do. So my wife and I came back to Miami and we said, hey, man, you know, what about that girl Melina, man? She's just amazing. Just amazing performer, singer. And not only is she that, but she's Puerto Rican. And I met Melina in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where she's from. Puerto Rican descent. And I met her in Memphis. And I said, man, I know her when she was 19 years old. She was very young. And she came to my concert. And then I saw her show. And I was like, wow, what a talent. And she happened to relocate down here in South Florida. And my wife and I both decided, we said, hey, let's get her on the track. Put her in the studio. Knocked it out the park. Really did a fantastic job, along with my man Marlo Rosado, Grammy Award winner, and Gamaya Reyes on the mix, and some great, fantastic musicians. And Melina, you know, she just makes the song so much more intense and really tributed La Lupe in her own style. Well, I didn't want her to sound like La Lupe, but she has such a flavor to her. I guess it's that Boricua blood, that Puerto Rican sense, that sensuality of female that came out. And I'm so happy to say that also, my wife really guided me to say, why don't we put a female on the track? Because I can easily have gotten a male or other popular ones. I said, put a female out there and let's put women back into salsa music. And I thought that was really the driving force behind doing this song. La Lupe was a driving force in Latin music in the 60s. I think Melina is the next famous and most popular force to be reckoned with in the salsa world in female vocalist category. So,
Melina,
there you go.
Welcome.
Well, wow. What do you say about that? Thank you so much, Tito.
You got to pay me for that.
I know. I'll pay you later. My friend Rosalie and Tito, you know, for me, that's a big thing for him to say, because for me, you know, I am a salsa fan. I mean, and mambo fan, and that's my favorite music. I don't listen to much else. So for me, that's
just NPR.
Yeah, yes. And NPR when I'm not listening to music. Yeah. But for me, Tito and his father, I mean, when they said, hey, we want you to come and do this, I was like, what? Like me? Hell, yes, I'm going. Yeah. When do you want me to do it? Mm-hmm. What day? What? I mean, I'm there. I'll learn it. It's perfect for me. And you know, for them to say that, for Tito to say that, it's like a huge deal for me, because I've been working all my life for this, you know, for this, for him to say that, that's fantastic.
And how did you feel about recording that song?
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, it was a brilliant move on Rosalie and Tito's part, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's a song that nobody really knows. So it gives him the opportunity and myself to create a sound, a different sound. It is the arrangement of his father, mm-hmm. but he decided to hire people that make it sound very different. And it's his, you know, his staple. It's his song,
right.
and his dad's. So mm-hmm. it's really cool. It's like a mixture of both personalities. And we kind of like brought it to today, which is very important.
So you really produced it also.
Yes, I am an executive producer and co-produced by Mr. Marlo Rosado as well.
Now, mm-hmm. what did I read? Melina, I don't want to lose you yet. You know, mm-hmm. I want the conversation to stay with
sure.
you. But did I read that you are a actor and producer of film on the video side? Or is it videos?
Well, I do many music videos. I try to... As far as acting is concerned, yes, I am somewhat of an actor. I'm dabbling in that as of now. I just recently did a awesome series that's on NBC called Gotham. And I'm playing a Cuban
A New Yorker,
performer.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we filmed it up in New York.
Undoubtedly, rather.
Yeah, but most of the movies that I'm in, you could, of course, what's that, IMBD?
IMBD, right.
Yeah, you could look me up and find all the movies that every movie I've ever done, I've always got killed at the end, so I'm never in the sequels. So my acting chops are getting there. I'm dabbling in a lot more. I've done Dancing with the Stars and a lot of reality shows and stuff like that. And I wasn't on a contestant. I performed on Dancing with the Stars. Please, let me make that clear.
Okay.
I would love to see that.
I would lose to Jerry Springer easily because I have two left feet. My wife dances fantastic, but I've never been a contestant, but I've been on some different programming and shows and reality shows. But acting is my next little thing I want to get into.
A little gig.
Yeah, but right now I'm really focused on this record. And
well, we're doing our video, the video of this song.
Yeah,
so
the music video will be done at the end of this month, and we're going to do this really cool contest, by the way. So check out our Facebook page, Tito Puente Jr., or Melina's, or follow us on Instagram, and you guys could check out. We're going to do this cool contest where we're going to have the video, we're going to premiere it, and we're going to give away some autographed CDs, and it'll coincide with our trip to Las Vegas. We're doing a stint in Vegas. We're really excited about.
Oh, where?
Yay.
We're doing it at the South Point Hotel, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. If you guys want to party and have a great time, come to Vegas on Labor Day weekend.
Mambo.
Oh, wow.
Awesome band. Melina will be with us, and it's going to be really off the chain, so we got some surprises and stuff like that. Really
Melina, were you born in Puerto Rico?
Yes, I was. I was born in Puerto Rico, and then I moved to Memphis,
Tennessee.
Why
Memphis?
Yeah, I was wondering about
my
that.
Mother,
same with me.
Yeah, well, it's kind of one of those things of, you know, destiny, I guess. My mother got a job there, and so we left. My mom's a doctor, and we left Puerto Rico for Tennessee because she had the opportunity to start home practice there.
Uh-huh.
So that's why we decided Tennessee. Little did I know that Tennessee is a music town. It's like, you know, where everything, blues, jazz, Elvis Presley, country, everything. And I'm really excited because I'm going back this weekend. I'm going back this coming weekend, and I'm so excited.
Are you performing?
Yes, for 10 years. I haven't been back in Memphis. I had a salsa band in Memphis in the late 90s. And now I've been here for 12 years. I haven't been back in 10 years, and I'm just ecstatic that they called me back to do a humongous concert over there with some blues. I wanted Tito to go.
Wish I can go.
But Tito has another show that he's doing, but they did ask for him to go. But, you know, I'm doing it by myself this time. Yeah. But then we'll be in Vegas. But I'm just super, super, super excited. I want to thank everybody in Memphis for always thinking of me. That's like a huge thing for me. Yeah.
So you sing blues as well?
No, sir. I do not.
Salsa.
You only cry the blues.
I do not. I cry. I'm like, boo, boo. No, but I do love blues. I love Elvis, of course.
I love Elvis. I guess if you're going to live in Memphis, you have to love
and
Elvis.
And I love Al Green. I love everything that comes out of Stax Records. And there are so many amazing musicians in Memphis that for me, it's a great honor to be able to bring what I've done here in the past 10 years to Memphis, the cradle of rock and roll. Rock so I'm like, again, so super excited.
And your family still there?
My mom still lives there. She just retired from the press that I was telling you about. And she's hopefully going to be moving down here. She just retired. So she'll be there waiting for me. And I'm just so excited. I can't even believe it's happening. So, and I'm really grateful to Tito because he's helped me a lot to further my career, and Rosalie as well for thinking of me. I mean, this is such an amazing opportunity for me. And I just want to thank you. Yes.
Why don't you guys play a piece?
You guys want to play some more?
Okay. Yeah, play some.
Getting sad, yeah, por ahí, yeah.
Yeah, we can do the thing is we okay. Which one? What do you want to do?
Quimbara, yeah.
Okay, so we can do Quimbara for you.
Okay, let's do Quimbara. Quimbara. Vaya.
Okay.
Let's see.
So this is Celia Cruz with Tito Puente. Father.
Yes,
so.
And we love Celia. She was the queen of Latin music. Mm-hmm. And she was my godmother, and I'm so happy to be performing with Lena. We travel and we do tribute to Celia in our segment of our show, which you see in Las Vegas, as a matter of fact. And by the way, if you're here in South Florida listening up, I'll be at the place called Ball and Chain this Saturday night.
Come
on out. It's free.
One of my favorite places.
It's a great place. It gets hot in there, but hey, man, South Florida heat. What do you want?
It's going to be hot this weekend.
I'll be at Ball and Chain August 19th. Come on out. First
in
sets
the
at
back.
10 o'clock. Right there the Pineapple Stage.
Okay.
So I love South Florida. I'm a resident there, and I'll be doing that. Well, we're talking about doing New Year's there. So very, very exciting again.
That
once
was
again.
Awesome when we did it.
And what time do you start?
I start at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock this Saturday night. So if you guys want to come see Tito Puente Jr., not without Melina, but you'll
be
there in spirit.
I'll be in Memphis. All right. Yes.
Let's try Quimbara.
Quimbara, quimbara, kuma, quimbamba. Quimbara, quimbara, kuma, quimbamba. Quimbara, quimbara, kuma, quimbamba. Quimbara, quimbara, kuma, quimbamba. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Hey, mama.
Ba
me están llamando. Congo, dile que ya voy. Se espere un momentito mientras canto mi guaguancó. Dile que no es un depresión, pues vive en mi corazón. Mi vida es tan solo eso, rumba buena, mi guaguancó. Mamá, hey, mamá.
It's hard without everything else.
I hear, yeah. All right.
They certainly love what they're doing, don't they?
I think there's a lot of passion.
Well, that's something that's awesome between Tito and I when we started performing, and I think Rosalie is the
driving force behind it. Yeah.
She was like, you guys have a chemistry together on stage. Yep. And it's true because I feed into his wavelength. So we like, he feeds off of me, I feed off of him.
Here's some other information you might consider why. Well, we put out the record on June 2nd. Happens to be my birthday. Melina's birthday is the next day. We're both Geminis. And it was just so cool when we were in the studio recording this stuff together. And she, again, Rosalie was right there guiding this whole thing. Just, she's got to be my muse.
Yes. And definitely she's an angel for me because... Yeah. You know, women need to help each other. And so that's what we are trying to do here. And
very
Tito
uplifting.
Helps me. I help him. We all help each other. And I've grown immensely since we started working together. Yeah. We started working together like a year or something ago.
About a year ago. We were talking about it, and now we're here.
Yes. Awesome. I can't believe it happened.
Chills.
The we is Tito Puente Jr. You're listening to Tito Puente Jr. and Melina Almodovar. And Melina is a salsa singer, songwriter, and dancer. Of course, Tito Puente Jr. needs really no description, but percussionist, shall we say, percussionist, band leader, actor, producer.
Perhaps our listeners would like to join us. You'd like to call and say hello. It's 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-WLRN. Also, you can drop an email to Bonnie, that's radio@WLRN.org. radio@WLRN.org, and also we are on the Topical Currents and the WLRN Facebook page live right now.
We're on WLRN's Facebook page live right now, and I believe we're also on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we are.
And on mine.
And on yours.
Yes. And on hers. So
okay,
we're
so we're on three Facebook pages live. Okay, we're all connected.
We're also on Instagram live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we listen to another piece? Do we want, while calls come in, I'm sure, Mambo Goes On.
Oh, man, that's a great one.
Yes? Okay. Mambo Goes On. What are we listening to? Talk. Tell us.
This right here is Mambo Gosong. This was a remake that I did in 2003 after my father's passing. The song was originally written in 1957. Is anybody from 1957? Hey, Mike! 1957 was the year, and then the album was Dance Me and RCA Victor, with the little dog.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so this was a very popular tune at the nightclub called the Palladium, East 53rd Street.
The Palladium.
Everybody went there. Machito, Tito Rodriguez, and this was where the home of the Mambo. All creeds and colors got together, and they danced on Wednesday nights, and it was Mambo Central. Go up the stairs, go through the smoke, and you'll be on the dance floor dancing up a storm.
I can hardly stay in my seat.
Thank you.
get into it.
Yeah, please do.
By the way, if you are watching us on Facebook Live, these are the last drums. These are my father's original Tito Puente custom-made timbales and the last drums that he performed with on this planet. He performed at the Manhattan Center back in April. He passed away in May of 2000.
Incredible.
But these are his drums. Yeah, custom-made stuff. They got his name all over them and it reminds me.
They're great.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, it almost looks, it's almost in a graffiti style.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, so check out the WLRN Facebook page. You guys could see these things. They're absolutely phenomenal. And I have about 10 of these. My wife says they're all in the garage, right? They're all in the garage, and the garage is a mess, and I just have tons and tons of drums in there, and I got to clean it up one of these days.
Our number again, if you want to join in, talk to Tito Puente Jr. or Melina Almodovar. Our number is 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-WLRN. And our email is radio@WLRN.org. Go to the WLRN Facebook page to see today's broadcast.
And our first caller, we have Ray in Miami. Go ahead, Ray. Hi. Join the party.
Excuse me. You have no idea how much I'm enjoying this. Because I was a Latin band leader in, I'm not Latin, but I had a Latin band in the 50s on Miami Beach in the days where every single hotel had a Latin band, and I was privileged to hear your dad, Tito, at the McFadden Deauville when he came down here.
Wow.
Not only that, I think as far as the Puerto Rican element is concerned, going back to 1945, I was privileged to be part of one of three War Department shows.
Oh, wow.
It was called the Cati Caballeros.
Caballero.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And it was all Puerto Ricans except me and the MC. And we toured through the United States all to hospitals and convalescent, you know, for the, this is during the war, naturally.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
That's amazing.
I thought I'd share it with you, and much of this history of what was going on here in Miami Beach is lost, unfortunately.
Right, right.
I'm reading now on, I'm putting it together for posterity, but I'm a little slow. I'm 92 years old.
Oh, God bless you.
You sound great.
God bless you.
Wow, that's amazing.
I want to ask, hey, Ray, do you remember a gentleman, my dad worked with him back in 1939, and he was one of the great band leaders and then became his manager. His name was Mr. Jose Cubello.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He used to perform down here at the Fountain Blue, Casablanca, all those hotels. And Ray, if you remember also back then, there was it was very different, of course, just the racism and the Southern and all that.
Yes.
So my father would perform down here and a lot of the band leaders were of Black Afro-Cuban descent. So they would have to stay in Overtown. And my father, he was like in the middle there. He was half Black and half Puerto Rican. So he was light skinned but with kinky hair. So they were a little confused. What do we put Mr. Puente? He goes, put me over there. And you know what? Put me back in Harlem, New York.
While you're at it. Yeah.
You know, that's heartbreaking. I know there are a lot of people waiting, but I got to share a quickie with you. In the War Department show, we were traveling. Two of the members, I believe we were the first unit to be integrated during the war.
Right.
And two of the members, Jose Godino and Bonilla, were Black. Were the, you know?
Yeah.
And when we were in Cincinnati, I'll never forget, we tried to check into the, in the Netherlands Plaza.
Sure.
They would not permit these two guys to come into the hotel. So we had to go into the Black area, find accommodations for them, and One of them was just furious with good reason.
Of course.
But he was in combat.
Yeah. So serving this country. Serving
good
this
enough
country.
To die for the country, but not good enough to stay in
That's
the hotel.
Crazy.
With that message, I just want to say, this day and age, you know, we've seen what's happening on the news. My father was a pioneer in bringing people together. And hopefully that we can still do that, and Melina and I can still do that, and bring people together. Latin music, especially salsa, you guys are loving this. I mean, you're listening, and all the
dancing.
Listeners out there. You know, I feel that what's happening in today's news and the racism and all that, let's get some concerts going and get people together. I think music is a driving force in solidifying people together. And I love hip-hop, heavy metal, death metal. I love all types of music. And I think what I do and my father did, he was an ambassador of Latin music, and he took it around the world and brought people together. So, you know, this the story that – thank you for sharing that story, too. And it shows how far we've come because Melina's performing in Memphis. Hello, what's up with that? Okay, you got a salsa band in Memphis this Saturday, baby, and yes. nobody could do about it.
Yep, yep.
That's a really great message, right. Tito. Yes. And Ray, yes. Thank you so much for calling yes. and for sharing.
Gracias.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, 92, man.
That's
God bless
amazing.
Them.
I mean, many of those musicians probably stayed at the Sir John Hotel yeah. over here, and yeah. also the Tea House, Georgette's
the
Tea
House,
Road,
yeah.
Tea
well, wow. it's funny because I performed in Overtown a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
We
yeah.
did. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you were there?
Yes, I was.
Where?
The festival.
We
where?
Did the Overtown Music Festival, and it was yes. all hip-hop and black accent, and they got us right in there yep. because they felt that the Latin music that we do brings everybody together, and we had the blacks, whites, Haitians, everybody, Jamaicans, everybody dancing Latin music, and we did this second year in a row.
Yeah, and also we do a festival in Hollywood that Tito has done mm-hmm. with me for, what, 2 or 3 years
two
now?
2 or 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, and I produce the event. Also, Tito helps me out with that. Mm-hmm. And it's the Hollywood Salsa Fest. It's in April. It's in Hollywood.
Arts Park?
Arts Park, yes. And this coming up year, we're doing it again. Mm-hmm. Last year, we had 7,000 people, which was amazing yeah. for us because it's salsa music. No, we don't play anything else yeah. other than salsa. And this right. year, we did a tribute to his dad, mm-hmm. to Celia Cruz. Next year, I hope that we will play our new song
sure.
Live for everybody. And, you know, it's a free event for everybody. And there's black, white, Latino.
Everybody.
Everybody goes
you
there.
Name it.
Everybody's there. So yeah. it's an amazing accomplishment for me. And, mm-hmm. and I want to thank Tito again for helping me with that. I
absolutely.
Mean, in Hollywood, that's yeah. it's huge for us. It's yeah. like a huge event every
year.
The
Salsa Festival. Yeah. We're it's Topical Currents today. We are on
believe
the air.
It or not.
And, and you can watch the show on WLRN's Facebook page. We're with Tito Puente Jr. and Melina Almodovar. A short break. We'll be right back.
Was composed and arranged by Antar Deli and composed for a gentleman by the name of Machito, Mario Grillo, and his Afro-Cuban All-Stars back in 1947. Old school, I think maybe 47 or 48. I got to ask my brother. He's more prone to knowing this. I actually asked Mario himself. Machito was my father's mentor. The song became beautiful for the mambo dancers at the Palladium era. By the way, if you guys are from New York or any listeners are from New York, you guys might have remembered the Borscht Belt. This was an area of upstate New York in the Catskill Mountains where people used to go dance mambo on the weekends. Jewish and Italians.
Like the Concord.
Like the Concord. The Neboli. What are the other
Grossingers.
Ones? Grossingers. Oh, you remember all of them. The Latinos went to a place called Las Villas. It was in Plattekill.
Yep.
Man, we loved it up there. So upstate New York. And of course, out in Long Island, the Long Island Beach Club, Atlantic Beach Club, on Jersey. There were so many different clubs. And of course, Hunts Point Palace in New York, Palladium, Copacabana, the Tropicana. I mean, there were places in Brooklyn, Casa Borinquen. There were so many other places where people would go and dance mambo. But this tune was really the special one that Machito gave to my father. Said he blessed him with this tune. And
it's a great tune.
It's a swinging number. Look. Big shout out to Mr. Mario Rivera on saxophone from the original Tito Puente Orchestra playing on this record. Every time I perform, I always add Tito Puente magic. I try to bring one of my father's original members of his orchestra on the albums or live. And that was the late, great Mario Rivera. Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. Let me read you this email. My name is Carol Navera, Naveira. How would you say that?
Carol.
Okay, but my dad was Jimmy Navera, a great Jimmy. Drummer. Yeah. He worked with your father in the 1950s.
Jimmy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
He was also on tour with Xavier Cugat, Perez Prado, and others. He passed away in 2000, just like your dad.
Yeah.
I have a collection of his Tito records. My mother was a regular at the Palladium, and mm-hmm. my cousin Stephanie is one of Ray Romero's daughters.
Ray Romero, of course.
I'm so glad to hear you on the radio. Look me up on Facebook. Would love to say hello. So it's Carol.
Sure.
N-A-V-E-I-R-A Nicholson.
Yes. You can shoot the email. Find me on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm always on the inbox
okay.
me.
Okay.
No
yeah,
problem. I love fans like that. Wow, Xavier Cugat, married to the great, well, the Coochie Coochie girl,
Charo.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Xavier Cugat was also a very prolific painter. He was an artist
oh,
and
right.
painter. We had paintings in our home of Xavier Cugat. He did a lot of clowns and stuff.
And didn't Charo have that dog?
Charo had that dog. My father was in a movie called Radio Days with Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
they asked him to be in the movie. My father was so, like, you know, egotistical and boisterous that he would go like me. He would go on the set, and he was like, all right. And Woody Allen was like, hey, Tito, go up on stage. And my dad's like, okay, I'm going to play myself, Tito Puente. He handed him a chihuahua. He says, no, you're Xavier Cugat.
That's it.
And my father played Xavier Cugat in the movie. Radio Days.
Isn't that
yeah, hilarious?
I don't remember that. I thought I saw
he
that.
He did many movies. Mambo Kings, one of the most popular ones. Armed and Dangerous with Mr. John Candy, late great John Candy. And my father's on a lot of different soundtracks as well. Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
There's so many like songs in that movie that really shine. There's another one called Blow. And my dad's obscure movies as well. Oye Como Va was in a lot of great movies. The one with... Fear of Loathing in Las Vegas. There you go.
He was in that, really?
Well, Oye Como Va was on that
That's
one,
cool.
and he kept talking. And then, of course, Bill Murray mentioning my father in Stripes. Yeah, you come home, you play those Tito Puente records, and then you want to go to bed with me.
Let's take another listener
okay,
call.
We have a call.
We've got Tom in Miami. Tom, you're up. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to call and say, love your music, and Tito, I had met you at Magic City Casino a few years ago, and you were just... so gracious, and the show was so great. I think it was about 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my date, she really loves your music, and she shares your birthday with you, June 2nd.
All right.
Bella Gemini.
Oh.
Yeah, and my folks, you had mentioned about 1957 and the Palladium and the Mambo Kings and all that. My mm-hmm. folks were married in Brooklyn in January of 57.
Wow.
They loved all that stuff, mm-hmm. and the song that they danced to at their wedding was, well, it was unfortunately not one of your dad's, but it was Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom.
Why,
yeah, Perez
yeah.
Prado, because that was like the number one record
yes.
for 10 weeks at that time.
My dad used to get freaked out because a lot of the Jews and Italians from Brooklyn would go to these concerts
right.
and they would request, "Hey Tito, can you play the Cherry Pink and Apple?" He's like, "I'm not the small guy, Perez Prado. I'm the other small guy."
Right. And it's funny, you know, you had mentioned about the little dog on the record, the RCA, because
yeah.
my folks, you know. Now that they're both passed away, but I have all the old records, all the old RCAs.
Cherish those. Those
yeah,
are fantastic
yeah.
records. Brooklyn, my wife's from Brooklyn. She's from an area called Bushwick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got a lot of friends in Brooklyn, and Brooklyn's really was the epicenter, too, of a lot of Mambo. They call them the Mambo Knicks. I think your parents
right,
would call
right.
that, too, the Mambo Knicks.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they all came out of Brooklyn, a lot of Sheepshead Bay and
Far Rockaway. Oh, yeah,
that's
where Rockaway. My dad was born, Sheepshead Bay.
That's
yeah,
it. They were all from there.
Mambo was sweeping the area
that
in
was
57,
it.
58.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Volare, you know, so,
uh-huh.
so it was like the following year. So in between the Puerto Rican music and the Italian music,
yes.
yeah, that they loved it all.
They loved it. They loved
okay,
it.
Okay, Tom, we have to run.
Thanks,
okay.
Tom.
Pleasure talking to you.
You too, man.
Okay.
Bye.
And we move along. Next caller, we have Ginger in Miami. Ginger.
Oh, hi, everybody. Hi. I'm really enjoying the show.
Awesome.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi, Ginger. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I listen just about every day, and I'm really enjoying this musical show, and I just wanted to share a little story with you.
Sure.
I'm also from Brooklyn, from North Crown Heights and then Flatbush. So growing up and in the 50s when we would go to the dentist, our dentist was named Dr. Rom. He was a Jewish dentist, and he was always dancing mambo when he grilled your teeth.
That's scary.
Yeah, oh, my God, that's scary.
Kind of down.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
The Jewish mambo dentist.
Yep.
It's got to be the name of an album.
Exactly. I mean, I could never forget that man, you know, not only because he was our dentist, but yeah. Such a novelty there.
I love that story, and God bless you. I mean,
thank you.
You know, a lot of fans from the New York City area have now snowbird or retired or moved down here to South Florida.
I moved
and,
here.
Yeah, and let me tell you, every year and every spring, I do the Century Villages, and I do it, and I meet all the people from Brooklyn and New York.
Yeah.
And the Bronx and Staten Island and Queens and Manhattan. It's so cool to see how many New Yorkers have transplanted themselves down here to Florida. And I guess I'm, what am I, semi-retired? I guess I am, right? That would make me.
I don't think so.
I came down here about 20 years ago. And,
me too.
I love it. And my wife, me and her, I just became a grandfather.
I heard
second time.
I don't believe that your grandparents.
Second time.
It's unbelievable.
This is the second time. Yeah, that's Glamma. They call her Glamma.
Yeah,
glamorous
exactly.
mother.
The youngest grandma I've ever seen.
So you have lots of generations of musicians.
Hopefully, yeah. His name is Logan Wilder, and I'm so excited. And he was just born on Saturday, so looking forward to that.
But
I know. Young 46-year-old Tito Puente with no gray hair has grandchildren.
Okay. Thanks, Ginger, for calling.
Thanks, Ginger.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Now, Carol says she sent some photos, and one happens to be one of my dad with Cougat holding the little dog.
Oh, no way.
I hope you receive them. I'll definitely reach out to Tito on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, send me those. That's got to be
hilarious. I don't see the photos, Carol,
That's right.
I did forward your email to
Tito. Awesome. Fantastic. I want to see those photos. I love talking to fans and being close with them because it brings me closer to who my father was. Very humble cat, born and raised in New York City, loved people, loved different cultures. I traveled around the world with him, and it was so amazing to see how many people come together and how, you say that I have a live personality, but I get it from him. And it's a spirituality that he had, and he brought positive energy to people. And That's what I do. And I get that a lot. Lately, I love giving positive energy, and I need to reinforce that with my children, with my family, and hopefully for the future, this world, especially here in the United States, needs more positive.
Yes, they do.
Positive force in their life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't we have one more piece quickly?
Sure.
Guadanchando.
Oh, I don't know if I can play this one because this is more like my hip hop days.
Okay, do a little. Try a little.
I'll try a little. Okay. This one's an old rap tune I did.
Okay.
Was the time of 1996 where they had Illegales, Jenny Papo, a lot of merengue house music.
That takes me back to that time. It's weird.
It's like the merengue house music was
there.
This one charted too. What, number 9? Billboard charts?
It's great.
I feel like I'm on a cruise ship.
I know. I need a margarita.
So I need a margarita. What's up? Woo!
Well,
go to the Bahamas, man.
Yes.
This has been such a great hour, and your personalities are just stellar. We just want to thank Tito Puente Jr., band leader, actor, producer, musician.
Yes.
And we want to thank Melina Almodovar, known as La Muñeca de la Salsa. De la Salsa.
Yes.
The doll of salsa. She's a singer, songwriter, and dancer, and it has been such a great hour. We want to thank Teresa Frontado for putting this all on Facebook Live. She's the digital director at WLRN.
We just wanted
to say...
You
have an upcoming event.
No, that Tito's going to be at Ball and Change
this
Saturday.
August 19th. Come on out. Starts at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee. If anybody's listening, Crosstown Concourse down there at the grand opening day, and also we have our Miami Beach Festival coming up November 4th.
Where's
the
that?
Miami Beach Salsa Fest at the North Beach Band Show. So everybody's invited. It's a free event.
And, are you going to be there, Tito?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Yay! It's gonna be good.
I will.
Yes.
And don't forget, if you guys are going out to Vegas in Labor Day weekend. September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Tito Puente Jr. with my full orchestra and Melina Almodovar.
Ooh, can't wait. That's going to be crazy.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tito Puente Jr. and at Melina
La Muñeca de la Salsa.
La Muñeca de la Salsa.
Yeah, and pick up the new CD. It's on iTunes and CD Baby and, of course, Amazon. And it's called Mi Socio. Pick it up. And thank you, Polly. Thank you, darling.
Yes,
for
thank
and
you.
Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Polly and
thank
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, thank you, Polly.
Yes, and putting this all together.
And don't forget...
The beautiful Rosalie, my wife.
Okay.
We're going to go see the grandbaby.
Yay!
We
love you.
And that wraps up today's special edition. It was produced by Polly Landis, technical direction and sound mixing by Michael Stock. Very helpful. Teresa Frontado produced and photographed our WLRN Facebook Live production. Richard Ives is lead producer, and of course, he handled our calls. And don't forget about our free archives, audio archives, available at our website, that's WLRN.org. Tomorrow's program not only highlights next week's solar eclipse, but addresses other astronomical phenomena as well. We'll visit with the director of Broward College's Bueller Planetarium and Observatory, Susan Barnett. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, thanks for making Public Radio your companion today. Stay tuned for Here and Now next from NPR News.